This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. There are two holiday shows on stage at Thalian Hall this weekend, and they both have grumpy, miserable men as the star characters. Sounds like fun, so I visited backstage to get a sneak peek.
Adam Poole, Jason Hatfield, Anthony Lawson, John Stafford, Michael Granberry, Zach Hanner. I've got too many lines swimming around in my head right now to think of this.
That's actor Kevin Wilson. He's trying unsuccessfully to recall the other 13 men who have played the role of Crumpet from David Sedaris' wry Christmas comedy, The Santa Land Diaries. Kevin said he was delighted to be asked to play Crumpet this year because he was ready for the challenge. And it is a challenge, he found.
It has been the hardest thing that I've ever done in theater. In 30 years of performing, it's been the biggest challenge I've ever undertaken.
What's hard about it?
Well, number one, it's the lines. It's 26 pages of lines, so that's very difficult. It's the sheer commitment, I think, to the role. It's something that once you're cast, which is usually in late summer, you really need to spend every single day looking at the script and every single day thinking about the character.
Tell me about the Crumpet that you've created.
Well, I think that the easiest way to play Crumpet is to just go for your standard disgruntled, cynical type of person. Crumpet is playing the game. He is working the job. He doesn't quit. And though his co-workers and a lot of the customers are pretty crazy, he still sticks with it. And I think he learned something about himself in the end.
Kevin is not alone on stage. He's joined by the Not Ready for Christmas Carolers, a delightful trio of harmonizing voices. While the lead character in Santaland changes every year, in Wilmington, you can bet your bottom dollar on who's playing Ebenezer Scrooge in any given production of A Christmas Carol. Tony Rivenbark. This show is on the main level of Thalian Hall, and I found Tony in the star dressing room.
Well, Tony, you're playing Scrooge again.
Yes, for the 13th or 14th or 15th. One newspaper says 15, one newspaper says 13. I don't know, but it's more than 10 and more than a dozen.
This is your first time doing the Christmas Carol musical.
This musical, yes. There are other musicals. Mr. Scrooge, there, Steve Cooper's Ebenezer, Frank Trimble's Ebenezer. But this is the first time I've done this one, which is by the people, Menken and whatever, who did Beauty and the Beast. Ebenezer by Steve Cooper was actually written for me.
Tony, do you feel that you've been typecast?
I've noticed now people just sort of on the streets just say, oh, hey, see, Scrooge. Hey, Scrooge. And it makes me think of Joseph Jefferson. He was so associated with the role of Rip Van Winkle that that's actually what people called him. They would call him Mr. Van Winkle, or they would say, Rip, hey, Rip, how you doing?
Why do people love a curmudgeonly, horrible, mean character like Scrooge so much?
Because it, you know, there's a little bit of an all of us to some degree, and the whole point is that he recognizes his, as Dorothy Gillespie once said to me, life is not a rehearsal. It isn't. And so whatever time you have left, you know, you need to probably think about what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you treat other people. I think that's one of the joys of playing the role is because it does release a powerful message. It would be nice if people felt that way all year long, but at least once a year, people need to think about other people.
Santaland Diaries and A Christmas Carol are both on stage at Thalian Hall through this Sunday. Find the schedule for both productions at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.